Tanya for the 13th of Shvat, for Yud Gimel Shvat, is in Perek Chav Gimel, chapter 23. It's on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 98. We are 2/3 of the way down after the brackets at the period. Uvze Yuvon, and with this which we studied above, we will understand Lama God Lama Eid Maila Sa Esik Betayda Yese Mikol HaMitzvos. He explained before that the study of Torah is much greater than the act of a mitzvah, because the act of a mitzvah makes the person into a vehicle for godliness. That the body and the garments of the soul, the act of the soul, the garment of action, becomes joined with God and bottled to God, like a limb is bottled to the body. However, in the study of Torah, the person is so united with God that he is literally one with God, more so even than the connection between the limb and the soul. Afilu mitvilo, Torah is higher even than davening, shehi yichud eilam esolyenim. Davening means bringing together the higher worlds, and Torah is higher than that too. The fact that a person who doesn't study Torah all the time, where Torah is not his sole occupation, has to take out time to daven, which seems to imply that davening is more important than Torah or higher than Torah. The truth is that Torah is higher, and the reason that you have to interrupt when Torah is not your main or exclusive occupation, you have to interrupt for davening, it is only haynu mi'acha demafsiku mevatel b'lav hochem. It's only because he interrupts his studies for other reasons as well. If he's going to interrupt his study for other reasons, he goes out to make a living once in a while and so on, then he has to interrupt for davening as well. But if Torah was his true sole occupation, then he wouldn't have to interrupt for davening either. And with this, every intelligent person is able to bring to himself yira gedela, a true fear and awe, ba'oske b'teira, when he sits to study Torah. How does he do this? Kishi isbein enech shenafshi ulavisheha, shebemei cheyo bepiv, when he stops to contemplate how his soul and its garments, which are in the mind and in the mouth, in thought and in speech, with which he is studying Torah, they are united and one with God's will, which is revealed in them. This godliness which is revealed in the person, compared to it, all the worlds, the higher and the lower, are as nothing. Uka'ayin ve'efes mamosh, ad she'enei mislabish b'teicha mamosh, ela seviv kol almen bebechinas makiv l'achayesom. And that is why the godliness does not enter into them, but surrounds them from above in order to give them life. Ike chayusom, and their main life comes from some ray that is clothed within them, a ray that is limited to the proportion that the worlds can tolerate, so that they not become non-existent, so that they don't lose their existence because of the godliness. So these higher worlds can't contain this godliness in a revealed state. It has to be hidden within them, and yet here in his soul and in the garments of his soul, this godliness is now manifest and revealed. A person stops to consider this, then he realizes the significance of the study of Torah, and this brings him to a great fear. And this is what it says, Vayitzaveinu Hashem eskol achukim ho'ele. God commanded us all these commandments, liyiras Hashem, etc., to fear God, and so on. This is the fear that comes with the study of Torah. And it is concerning this fear that they say that if there is no wisdom, there is no fear. Because in order to have this fear, you have to first have chachma. You have to have the chachma to know the greatness of Torah and the oneness with God that the Torah produces. And then, contemplating that, you can come to this fear. V'hateira nikras etzla taro ledarta k'meshikose makimache. And the Torah is referred to, is described as a gateway to the dwelling, as is explained elsewhere. Elod lav kol mecha savildo yira kezu. Only not every mind has the capacity to arouse this kind of fear. Ach gam madalei savil mecha klal yira zu. But even the one whose mind cannot tolerate this kind of fear, lei mino v'lei miktoso, not even any portion of it, mipnei p'chisus erach nafshe b'shar sho mekeira, b'madregis tachteinim de'eses sviris da'asiyo, because of the soul's lowly origin, in the lower levels of the ten attributes of asiyo, ein yirazu ma'akeves be'lemaise k'meshikosev l'kamon. The lack of this fear does not in any way diminish the significance of his act of the mitzvah, as will be explained later. In the Hayom Yom, for the 13th day of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that the Yahrzeit is observed on the anniversary of the day of death, even the first year, and even if the day of burial was much later than the day of death. Then the Rebbe says, when my grandfather, which means the Rebbe Marash, was 7 years old, his father, the Tzemach Tzedek, once answered a question that he had asked, and he said that the kindness and special quality that is expressed in the fact that God makes us walk upright is that though we walk on earth, we can see the heaven, whereas the animals, the ones that walk on all four, all they can see is the earth.